Will and Dean started firing their gorse guns at random into the blank, impassive jungle in the vain hope of hitting a hostile. EE projectiles mashed the nearby trees. Shreds of sappy vegetation whirred through the air, forming a loose curtain behind which vivid explosions boomed. The viscid beads of white fire evaporated as they reached Jenny's hips. She clenched her teeth against the solid ache from her legs. Frightened by the damage her neural mnemonics were shielding her from, frightened she couldn't walk. The medical program was choking up her mind with red symbols, all of them clustered around schematics of her legs like bees round honey. She felt faint.
"We can help you,"
silver voices whispered in chorus.
"What?"
she asked, disorientated. She sat on the lumpy ground to take the strain off the legs. Her trembling muscles had been about to dump her there anyway.
"You all right, Jenny?" Dean asked.
He was standing with the gorse gun pointing threateningly into the broken trees.
"Did you say something?"
"Yes. Are you okay?"
I'm hearing things. We've got to get out of here."
"First thing you have to do is get a medical mnemonic package on those legs. I think there's enough," he said, uncertainty clouding his voice. Jenny knew there wasn't, not to get her patched up for a hike of 4 kilometers under combat conditions. The neural mnemonic's prognosis wasn't good. The program was activating, her endocrine implant sending a potent stew of chemicals into her bloodstream.
"No," she said forcefully. "We're not going to get back to the boat like this."
"We ain't going to leave you,"
Will said hotly. She grinned unseen inside her shell helmet.
"Believe me, I wasn't going to ask you to. Even if the medical mnemonics can get me walking, we don't have enough ordnance left to blast our way back to the Issa Corps from here."
"What then?" Will demanded.
Jenny requested a channel to Murphy Hewlett. Static crashed into her neural mnemonics, that eerie whistling.
"Shitfire! I can't get the Marines."
She hated the idea of abandoning them.
"I think I can see why," Dean said. He pointed at the treetops. "Smoke, and plenty of it. South of here, some distance by the look of it, they must have laid down a sweep-scorch pattern. They've got troubles, too."
Jenny couldn't see any smoke. Even the leaves at the top of the trees had turned a barren grey. Her vision was tunnelling. A physiological status request showed her endocrines were barely coping with the flayed legs.
"Sling me your medical mnemonics," she said.
"Right." Will fired 6 EE rounds into the jungle, then hurriedly detached his backpack and tossed it over. He was back watching the abused trees before it reached her. She ordered her communications block to open a channel to Ralph Hilch, then turned the backpack seal's catch, and fumbled around inside. Instead of the subliminal digital bleep that signaled the block was interfacing with a geosynchronous platform, all she heard was a monotonous buzz.
"Will, Dean, open a channel to the geosync platform. Maybe a combined broadcast will get through."
She picked up her TIB carbine and pointed it at Gerald Skibbo, who was squatting sullenly behind a swath of vines 4 meters away.
"And you, if I think you're part of the jamming effort, I will start a little experiment to see exactly how much thermal energy you can fight off. You got me, Mr. Skibbo? Is this message getting through the electronic warfare barrier?"
The communication block reported the channel to the embassy was open.
"What's happening?" Ralph Hilch asked.
"Trouble!"
Jenny broke off to hiss loudly. The medical mnemonic package was contracting round her left leg. It felt as though 1,000 acid-tipped needles were jabbing into the roasted gouges, as the furry inner surface knitted with her flesh. She had to order the neural mnemonics to block all the nerve impulses. Her legs went completely numb, lacking even the heavy vacuum feeling of chemical anesthetics.
"Boss, I hope that fallback scheme of yours works, because we need it pretty badly. Now, boss."
"Okay, Jenny, I'm putting it in motion. ETA 15 minutes. Can you hang on that long?"
"No problem," Will said.
He sounded indecently cheerful. "Are you secure where you are?" Ralph asked.